Check. Hello. What's going on, y'all? Susie Larry Hernandez here. Another video. Here we go. So, all right. How do we get out of debt? Nobody likes being a slave to people they owe money to. Nobody likes to be a slave to the bank, a slave to the lender. Nobody like you talk to people like, man, I just want, if I just get out of debt and once I get paid off, yeah, I'm done. And then they're already talking about, oh, but after that, I'm going to get this, another car or another boat. Or, and it's like we're getting out of debt so that we can go more into debt, which that doesn't make any sense, because it doesn't make any sense if you're trying to build wealth, because your most powerful wealth building tool is your income. I mean, that's the only way that we're going to become wealthy. If we're constantly giving our money to banks and to lenders, we're giving it away. We're not keeping it ourselves. We should be paying ourselves the money. So therefore, we don't have any excuse to blame somebody else, because we don't have any excuse, because we're the ones making bad decisions with our money. We can't blame somebody else. We can't blame our job for not paying us enough, because it's our fault. We're the ones that decide to make these decisions with money. Therefore, we need to reap our own consequences and deal with it instead of blaming somebody else for it. So those are some of the reasons why we want to get out of debt. I mean, because for one, you're not a slave anymore. You don't owe anybody any money. You can pay yourself that money back, instead of paying it, giving it to the banks. And when you have that wealth, when you have it to pay yourself, you can put it in investments so that your money grows. So that in time, you can be the lender and not the borrower. You can show the world what it's like to lend money with no interest. I mean, banks are taking advantage of us. It's not even funny. Like, we think we're winning with money by borrowing money. We're not winning with money. We're losing with money, because we're giving away our most powerful wealth building tool, which is our income. If we really want a car, save up to pay cash for it. Like, how long is it going to take to save? Why not buy a used car that doesn't go down in value as much? So how do we get out of debt? Several things that I've done, that we've done to get out of debt, my wife and I, my family and I, is we got on a written budget, for one. A huge percentage of people do not have a written budget. As soon as the money hits their bank, they think they have money. They go and spend. By the time they look at their bank account, they're negative. When you have a written budget, you know where your money is going. How do you make a written budget? You do a zero-based budget, which is you put your income at the top for the month or for the week or whatever, and for the month, you put what you owe. You minus that money from your budget. And at the very bottom, whatever's left over, that's what you have left over. And a lot of people, what happens at that point is they say, oh, okay, I have this much money left over so I can afford another payment. Don't do that, because you're going more into debt. It's defeating the purpose of you getting out of debt. So the reason why to go get out of debt is so you can stay out and don't ever go back to it again. Have a written budget. The next thing is, We didn't eat out as much. We stopped spending in places we didn't need to spend. We looked at our budget and saw what we were putting our money to, and we stopped doing that. We stopped eating at McDonald's. We stopped going to Chili's every weekend. We stopped going to Macaroni Grill every Thursday. You see what I'm saying? Don't go out as much, and you'll see what you're spending on that you could be putting to your debt to pay it off sooner. That's what we did. Another thing is, we sold a lot of stuff. In order to get our emergency fund, we sold some stuff, and we got our $1,000 emergency fund quick. Because we sold stuff that we didn't use. We sold a television, a huge TV screen. We got rid of we went from AT&T to Sprint, because with AT&T, we were paying monthly on our phones, which I didn't know, I didn't understand why we were paying so much for phone. We were paying the phone on a monthly basis. It cost like $1,000 or something like that, and we would pay every month. I was like, dude, that money we could be putting off to pay off debt. So we went from AT&T to Sprint. We got flip phones. Imagine that. We went to smartphones when we found out we could get a smartphone for not as much money as like we were paying with AT&T. So then we went to Cricket, And then we got, with the initial setup, you get a phone for like $50, you know, just a regular ZTE phone, you know, does the job. You don't need this nicest phone. So once we did that, we had extra money that we were putting towards those phones every month with AT&T. We were putting that toward the debt. So we got rid of that payment. We got rid of cable. Can you imagine how much is $100 a month for cable? You have that extra, $100 a month to put to your debt to pay it off. So sell some stuff, get rid of some bills that you don't necessarily need. If you're not using that gym membership, you got an extra $20, $10 to put toward your debt snowball to pay it off. What else? Overtime, lots of overtime. If you work, so it's budgeting. Stop spending money on stuff you don't necessarily need, like going out to eat. And the third one is overtime. Work as much overtime as you can, get an extra job, whatever you need to do to pay off that debt soon. Because basically what we're doing is we're cleaning up our mess. You clean up your mess whenever you have debt. You have a mess of debt. You made it. I mean, we made the debt. We made that mess. Now it was our turn to get out of it. So it was a lot of sacrifice, a lot of working hard. I didn't get to see my daughter as much because I was working 70, 80 hours a week to pay this money off. And we did it. We did it. I mean, we got there. That's how we did it. And what else? And then so apart from budgeting, spending more, working overtime, the last thing, the way we do it is get a last tip is to get on the debt snowball. That's how you pay off the debt. So you list your debt from smallest to largest. You make minimum payments on all of the payments except the smallest one. And whatever you can squeeze out of your budget, you pay off. You put extra to the minimum payment to that smallest one to pay it off quick. That smallest one is gone. And now you move to the next debt. Whatever you were paying to that smallest debt, minimum payment plus whatever you can squeeze out of your budget, you put it to the second loan, smallest loan, pay it off. Now whatever you're paying for those two minimum, now you have that extra put to the third loan. Plus anything you can squeeze out of your budget, boom, knock out that third one, fourth one, fifth one. By the time you know it, you got that biggest debt. You have all those minimum payments plus anything you can squeeze out of your budget to pay off that last loan, which the $48,000 that we paid in my student loans was our last loan. We had a whole bunch of money left over. Boom, we knocked it out. Some extra on top of that, my wife was working also. So we were both working at the same time. So if you have two people, the more you work, the quicker you can pay it off. And at the same time, you're sacrificing. You're not going out as much. You're getting rid of your cable bill. You're selling some stuff. You're going to a smaller, phone. It's sacrifice, y'all. You don't have to have the nicest things at this point because what you're doing, like I said, we're cleaning up our mess of debt so that we can build wealth. We can continue to build wealth so that we can be the lender and not the borrower. Head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So guys, if you want any advice of this, just hit me. Hit me up with a message. I can show you how we did our budget, which is very helpful. I could show you about the student loan debt and any other thing that we did to try to get out of debt, because we're out of debt and this is consumer debt. And that's baby step two of the Dave Ramsey step. Next step that we're on is we fully funded our emergency fund. Imagine. So if you had a fully funded emergency fund of say $10,000, $11,000, well, that you can build that up relatively quick because now you don't have any payments, and all the money you're putting toward that payment, you could put it toward the emergency fund, and you'll build it up quick within, a month, 2 months, whatever. And then you have $10,000 for safety in the bank. So that way, if an emergency happens, boom, you don't have to go into debt. You have that emergency money there. Baby step four is we're putting away for kids' college. Baby step five is we're putting away for retirement. And baby step six is we're paying off our mortgage, our home early. So imagine if you had all that money left over, you could put to a retirement, and you can put to paying off your mortgage. And then once you pay off your mortgage, imagine, man. You got so much money to give, to be able to lend. You know, you could tip your waitress more than you tip her now, without having to worry. Oh, that money should have went to the to the credit card or whatever. It's possible, guys. You can do this. I mean, we've done it. It's not easy. It takes sacrifice. It takes a lot of things you have to give up. But I mean, what do you want to? If you really want to get out of debt, this is what you have to do. Let's get past the just talking about it. Oh, I want to get out of debt, and let's start doing it. Have a good one, y'all.